So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Steve Williams from Stipe REM Tribute Band, who are playing Dan Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 25th of March. It's great to have you on the show.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
So you're back at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 25th of March. Are you looking forward to it? And how do you guys find it as a venue?
We're massively looking forward to it. It's another sold-out show. We've had a few in a row now.
Brilliant.
The band have a great history at Alexander's,
yeah,
who have been, you know, supporting live music of all kinds in Chester over the years, and we're really grateful to them for that.
Yes.
And look forward to being back.
And you're there as well for an unplugged gig later on in the year.
Yeah, November the 4th in Alexander's. The unplugged stuff allows us to sort of delve into the music a little deeper.
Yeah.
And that's what we look forward to. As much as we love rocking out with the electric stuff, the acoustic stuff is all that, a lot more special, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So remind us of the history of the band. What's your story?
Well, I'm a relatively new member of the band,
yeah,
coming up to a year in April with the band. But in terms of the front man, Rick, I mean, he's been doing it since
the
90s.
Oh, wow, amazing.
I think after the Monster album, you might need to check that with him, but he was, you know, inspired by REM's work, Michael Stipe's stagecraft, and ever since then he's been in various iterations of you know, an REM tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
But this most recent iteration has been going since 2015, really.
Wow, so a long time still, yeah.
So yeah, essentially thousands and thousands of gigs.
I love that. Brilliant.
From the music of REM. Yeah.
And I spoke to the lovely Becky earlier on in the week, and she asked me to ask you where you see yourselves going. So what's the dream for Stipe? What's the ultimate dream, do you think?
We have, you know, the short term goal is to reach more people, especially younger people. You know, we have a certain you know, demographic, if you like, coming to gigs. But the music of REM spans, you know, all demographics, we think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So newer, younger kids coming up who like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, etc., all the old rock bands.
Yeah, true.
It'd be great if they found out that REM influenced all these guys, you know, and to gigs and stuff. But in terms of an ultimate ambition, we want to get across the US and play Athens, Georgia, which is where REM come from. So.
Amazing. World domination. World tour.
Well, not quite.
Well, not domination, but you know what I mean. World tour. Like, cover all bases.
So you
class yourselves as the definitive REM tribute. What's in store for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday?
Well, we always play the obligatory big hits. You know, you'll always hear Losing My Religion. Everybody Hurts at the gig. But we do tend to play what we call deep cuts, which are, you know, songs from the back catalogue, going right back to songs like Radio Free Europe, the early 80s,
brilliant
stuff like Cuyahoga from the Dutch sort of IRS years, then right up to modern day, up to more modern sort of Warner Brothers stuff.
Brilliant, and all the classics.
Yeah.
I love this quote about you: a full band tribute complete with encyclopedic knowledge of the original and acclaimed as awesome by Michael Stipe himself from REM, which is amazing. Amazing review.
Yep. Well, the band, when I wasn't in it, but an early version of the band were on the one show, and it
been
you thought the band were great. I mean, Rick carries the performance, you know, with him through the various versions of the band that there's been, and he's the sort of, you know, the linchpin, if you like. But yeah,
can't get better than that, though, can you?
well,
for a review,
we all work around him. But, we say definitive because we treat the music with great care and respect, and we're all massive fans.
Exactly,
and quite geeky with it.
Yeah, that's a good thing though, because you're all passionate.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So I won't keep you too long, because I know you have a gig in Scotland. You're on your way, aren't you? Just about to go over, is it the last bridge into Edinburgh, did you say, or the first?
We're looking at Becky's to my right here. She's in driving.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
And we're looking at the first of fourth bridge. We're just about to we're in a lay-by. So we're in another sold-out show tonight up in Kinross.
Absolutely brilliant.
To our Scottish friends.
Amazing. Well, say Fiona there, have a brilliant gig this evening. Just lastly, before we go, where can you be found online?
Okay, so we're on Facebook at Stipe Band, we're on Instagram at Stipe REM Tribute, and our website is stipe.co.uk.
Excellent stuff. Well, I won't keep you any longer. Safe journey, have a great gig tonight, and have a blessed gig down at Alexander's Live next Saturday as well.
Thanks so much, Ruth.
Thanks,
cheers.
Steve. Thank you. That was Steve Williams there from Stipe, the REM Tribute Band, who are gracing Alexander's Live with their presence next Saturday, the 25th of March. Here's a teaser for you. It's REM themselves with Losing My Religion.
I'm not too much.
REM, Losing My Religion, and the next best thing to REM are playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 25th of March. For all tickets for events down at Alexander's Live, just head over to alexanderslive.com. Here's another one from REM as a teaser to their gig next week. It's the end of the world as we know it. Enjoy.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Self-churn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. And pursuit is seven games in a government for hire in a combat site. Left the west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters.
REM is the end of the world as we know it.